This is The Invisible War with evangelist and author Dr. Rob Randall. There is a bigger battle going on in the world right now than we can even see. A battle that has existed since the beginning of time. This is not a war between countries, but an all-out assault on the very soul of people everywhere. Lives are being defeated and destroyed. Marriages are falling apart at an unprecedented rate. Children are rebelling against everything they've been taught. Addictions are rampant to everything you can think of. And all of this is the result of a spiritual war, which is the invisible war. And yet, there is hope. Rob Randall is a third-generation evangelist who has devoted his life to seeing people who have come to the end of themselves find a true life of promise and healing. The Invisible War is a journey that will lead us on the road to freedom and the path of fulfillment. There are no quick fixes, only a process, but it begins with the first step. So here's Rob Randall to take us through this journey one step at a time as we find hope in the Invisible War.
Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of His might. Put on the full armor of God, that you may be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the full armor of God, that you may be able to resist in the evil day, and having done everything, to stand firm. This is Rob Randall, your host and teacher of the Invisible War radio program. I bless you in Jesus' mighty name, the name that is greater than all other names, the name in which all power in heaven and earth and, yes, hell resides, the name before which all others must one day bow. I want to personally thank you so much for sharing the next few minutes with us here on The Invisible War. The time we spend together on this program may just well be the most important moments of your life. We in the Invisible War Ministry believe the Bible is true when it speaks of a real devil and a real hell. We believe the Bible is true when it speaks of angels, and yes, and of demons. We believe the Bible is true when it tells us that we are in a great battle. There is a battle for the very souls of people everywhere. A battle between the kingdom of God and the kingdom of darkness. We believe that the eternal things of God are not what we see, but what we don't see. Holy Spirit, through the pen of the Apostle Paul, put it this way in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. And in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, we find these words. Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. That's right, the invisible things. It is so important that we have ears to hear what the Spirit of God is saying to the church today. Would you join me in prayer as we ask the Holy Spirit to be our guide and teacher as God's Word promised He would be? Lord Jesus, I thank You. We come to You in Your name, in the authority of the name above all other names. And I ask that Holy Spirit now would be our guide into all truth, our teacher. He would teach us those things that would honor Your name. I ask You, Lord, to help us open up our hearts that we might have the mind of Christ. Have this mind in You, which was also in Christ Jesus, that we might be able to receive Your word, the truth of Almighty God that has the power this day to set us free. I come against all blocks, all hindering spirits of any type or sort, all religious spirits of any type or sort. I ask in Jesus' name that all hindrances, all covers would be removed, and that we would have an open heaven as we study your word. Lord, speak to our hearts and give us the courage to respond. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen and amen. Everything we see in our physical world is the result of what's going on in the invisible world. You know, in our Western mindset, we are not taught to think biblically. Many claim today to have a so-called Christian worldview. But I want to ask you today, do you have a biblical worldview? The Bible teaches that the physical world is in fact a manifestation of what is happening in the supernatural, invisible world around us. The truth is, Jesus even taught us to pray in Matthew 6, "Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." All murder, all rape, all abortion, all divorce, and all godless religion, all war, starvation, all sexual perversion is the result of what is going on in the invisible world around us. The Bible teaches two kingdoms in Colossians chapter 1, verse 13. "For he delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of his beloved Son." It is interesting to me that we are inclined to believe what the Bible says concerning the supernatural work of God in the Old and New Testament times in the past. And yes, we are quick to believe the Word of God when we see the supernatural work of God in the future, that is, the prophetic passages that have yet to be fulfilled. But for some strange reason, we often do not want to believe what the Bible says is true concerning the supernatural work of God for us today in the present. The Bible makes no such distinction between that which has taken place in the past or that which is happening in the future and that which is happening today. Jesus is the same. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. God's word is forever settled in heaven. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall never pass away. It is inspired. It is God-breathed. It is ever true, even in our today. Do you believe it? On the Invisible War, we are in a series entitled "The Blood of Jesus, Unlocking the Supernatural Power of God in Your Life." If you have missed any program in this most important Bible study, let me encourage you to go to our website, theinvisiblewar.org. Click on the broadcast button, and there you can download any and all programs you may have missed in this most important series. We have learned in this series, it is only through the blood of Jesus that we have access to God. It was when Jesus died on Calvary, the veil of the temple was torn from top to bottom by God. The wall of partition, the dividing wall between God and man, between man and the Holy of Holies, was torn down only through the blood of Jesus. We find this in Matthew 27:51 and Mark 15, verse 38, and Luke 23, verse 45. Look at what happened at the very moment Jesus died. "And Jesus cried out again with a loud voice and yielded up his spirit. And behold, the veil of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom, and the earth shook and the rocks were split." And in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 13 through 14, we find these words. "But now in Christ Jesus, you who formerly were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. For he himself is our peace, who made both groups into one and broke down the barrier of the dividing wall." In our second program in the series on the blood of Jesus, Unlocking the Supernatural Power of God in Your Life, We have studied that the Bible teaches that we come into the covenant, the everlasting covenant of God that He has made with man only through the blood of Jesus. Why is this so important? All of the eternal promises of God are given to man through the blood of Jesus. Would you hear the word of God in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 24? We find these words, "And to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and to the sprinkled blood, which speaks better than the blood of Abel." And in Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 20, the Bible says, "Now the God of peace, who brought up from the dead the great shepherd of the sheep through the blood," here it is, "of the eternal covenant, even Jesus our Lord." The promises of God given to us in Scripture about healing comes to us through the blood covenant of Jesus. What the Bible has to say concerning God's promises, concerning His provision, comes to us only through the blood covenant of Jesus. What the Bible has to say about God's promises concerning His deliverance from bondage, His freedom, comes to us only through the blood covenant of Jesus. What the Bible says about our victory in Christ, the promises concerning the fact that He always causes us to triumph in Christ, these promises only come to us through the blood covenant of Jesus. Victory over sin, victory over death, victory over demons, it is available to us only through the blood covenant of Christ. The covenant God has made with man through Jesus is eternal. God has made an eternal covenant with man through the blood sacrifice of Christ, which is to say, please hear it with your heart, it is without end. No matter what, no matter what the circumstances, God's love, God's provision, God's power, God's healing, God's victory, all that He has done for us through Jesus' blood is eternal. It cannot and will not ever change. Why? Because it was bought for you and me through the sacrifice of Christ. Churches may fail, but Jesus never fails. Circumstances may change, but God's love for you will never change. People may come and go, but God is faithful. He's faithful. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Economies and banks and governments may fail, but His provision is according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Demons may attack and attempt to steal, kill, and destroy, but the victory we have through the blood covenant in Christ always wins the victory. Hallelujah. Even though death may come, through the blood covenant with Christ, we will never die. Amen. We will never die. If you are in the covenant with Christ Jesus, you will never die. Your old dirt suit may wither away, but you will never die. The Bible puts it this way in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 55 through 57. O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. We are joint heirs with Christ. We are joint heirs with Christ. And everything that God has given Jesus when He raised Him from the dead belongs to everyone. Everyone who has come into this new eternal covenant with God through Christ's blood. I want to ask you today, is the eternal covenant through Christ's blood, is it yours? Is it? Is it yours? Have you come to receive this blood covenant as your own? Oh, would you do it today? Would you open up your heart and receive it today? It's a gift. You can't earn it. You can't pay for it. It's a gift. You have to humble yourself. All of us have to humble ourselves and receive the wonderful gift that God has given to us through the blood covenant of Calvary. And in our last three programs in this wonderful series, we have learned through our study of God's Word that it is only through the blood of Jesus that all sin is cleansed. Every believer must visit three areas of our sin to make certain that Satan has not taken advantage of unconfessed sin to build his murderous strongholds in our lives. Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11, "In order that no advantage be taken of us by Satan, for we are not ignorant of his schemes." And remember in 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, "If we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." I want us all to understand today that sin is the avenue, sin is the highway demons travel. And these three sin areas that all must visit are, number one, sins that we have committed. If you have committed sin, don't go on a witch hunt. Let the Holy Spirit show it to you. Ask Him, "Lord, show me where I've disobeyed Your Word. Show me where I have not been in agreement with Your Word." He'll show it to you. Confess it. Repent of it. He'll cleanse you of it, and He'll do it today. The second area is sins that have been committed against us. This takes us into the area of bitterness and forgiveness. The Bible says, "Do not let the sun go down on your anger, for you will give the devil a place." Oh, how critical it is to make certain that we have not taken an offense and gone to bed even one day without forgiving those who have hurt us. Oh, would you do it today? Give it to the Lord. Give the matter to the Lord. Give these people to the Lord. Give it to the Lord, and He'll set you free. Number three, the area that we so rarely hear about, but it is so often used by the enemy to keep us in spiritual bondage, is the sin of our forefathers. Those who have gone on before us in the family lineage who refused to serve and to confess their sin before the Lord. The Bible calls these ancestral sin or sins of the Father. How critical it is. Oh, how critical it is. You may not know all that's going on in your past, but God does. Ask Him. Ask Holy Spirit to show it to you. These murderous strongholds continue from generation to generation. The Bible says our fathers have sinned, but it is we who have borne their iniquity. Oh, hear me. It is so important that we make certain that the evil one has had no access to build his murderous strongholds in our lives. Please hear my heart. It doesn't matter what you've done or how long you've been doing it. Jesus' blood cleanses from all sin. All of it. The enemy has told many of you that your sin is too dirty, that God will never, ever forgive you of that sin, of that which has happened to you or that which you've been involved in. Hear me. He's a liar. Satan is a liar. Oh, if we walk in the light as He Himself is in the light, 1 John 1, 7, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. Oh, would you receive it today? The blood of Jesus cleanses from all sin. Each week on the Invisible War, I so look forward to a time of praying with you. Would you join your heart with mine? Would you do it? Would you give me the privilege of praying for you and with you? If you've never given your heart to Christ, if you're not sure you're part of the family of God, the Bible says, but as many as received Him, to them He gives the right to become children of God, even to those who believe on His name. Would you trust Him now? Would you open up your heart and receive the gift of life given to you, offered to you through the blood of Christ? Would you receive it today? Pray this prayer with me. Words are not magic. God knows our hearts. But would you humble yourself right where you are and pray this prayer with me? Lord Jesus, I know I'm a sinner. That's right. Pray it with me. Lord Jesus, I know I'm a sinner. And I know that you loved me because you died for me. I ask you to come into my life. Forgive me of my sin. I receive you as my Savior and my Lord. And those of you that know that you are born again, you're part of the family of God. There is that time when you gave your heart to Christ, but you're being tormented. Sin has been able to take you away from the Father's house, and you want to come home. You're tired of the pig pen. You're tired of the pig food that the devil's been feeding you. You're tired of the tormentors. You're tired of the bondage that you find yourself in. Would you pray this prayer with me? Would you do it? Oh, I wish I could do it for you, but I can do it with you. Pray this prayer with me. Father, I thank you for Jesus and for my salvation through Him. He is the Savior and I am the sinner. I'm so grateful to be washed in your blood. Because you have forgiven me, I choose to forgive others. Everyone who has hurt me, lied to me, or disappointed me, I forgive. I repent of unforgiveness. I know it is sin. I forgive myself and apply your great forgiveness to my life. I repent of anger, of bitterness and hatred, of rebellion, resentment and revenge, of envy, jealousy and strife, doubt, unbelief and skepticism, of lust, of witchcraft and idolatry, and all the works of the flesh. I denounce the sins of my ancestors. I totally separate myself from the generational curse. I renounce all unholy vows, pledges, oaths or ceremonies, and I choose to be free from all permission of secret society's curse. I denounce all unholy soul ties and confess them as sin. For Jesus Christ is my Savior and my Lord. He's my deliverer and my healer. And He broke the power of all curses. I choose to be free, and I will be free in Jesus' mighty name. Now, Lord Jesus, seal these prayers now with your blood. I ask, Lord, that you would receive them as a sacrifice of praise. We are grateful for your gift of salvation, of deliverance, of healing. We thank you. Everything that you have in your heart for us, we receive now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Now, if you prayed with me today, would you allow me to share the joy of that with you? Would you call me toll-free 1-877-808-8886? That's 1-877-808-8886. Or you can email me through our website, theinvisiblewar.org. That's theinvisiblewar.org. I'll receive your phone calls and your emails personally. Let me hear from you today. The Invisible War Ministry is a ministry of faith. And we want to thank you for cooperating with this station and with our ministry to continue to enable us to be on this station. How important it is to support this kind of programming to make certain that people are able to receive the truth that has the power to set them free in the Lord Jesus. Thank you for listening. Thank you for praying. and thank you for giving a sacrificial gift today that enables us to continue the invisible war on this station. Now I look forward next time when we will gather back again together at this same time as we continue in this series, The Blood of Jesus, Unlocking the Supernatural Power of God in Your Life. That's next time, right here on The Invisible War.
This has been the weekly radio program called The Invisible War with Rob Randall. You don't have to live defeated, heartbroken, or in bondage to anything. Give everything you are to everything He is, and you will begin to see your life transformed into the life He has made you to be, for your sake and for everyone around you. Remember to check out theinvisiblewar.org for resources, podcast information, and just a place to let us know how to pray for you. We'll see you next time on The Invisible War.